Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
At this time of the afternoon, I am always delighted to say it's Vectis Volunteer Slot, where we chat to a representative of an island organisation, find out what they do, and also, more importantly than that, find out ways that volunteers like you, perhaps, can get involved. And this week, I am chatting to, well, I will be in a minute, to Scott King, who's the National Trust Volunteer Manager. Did I get that right, Scott?
That's right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, because you were still on the news only about an hour ago about a lady who got stuck in the mud at Newtown, and the Coast Guard was alerted, the emergency services were there,
yes,
weren't you?
What happened?
What happened?
Do you know, primarily we should say thank you to the emergency services, because they got to us in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
And, you know, those that know Newtown will know that not everywhere is easy to find, and this actually happened at the East Hyde, which is not the one that sort of is more popularly known. It's a little bit farther out of the way, at back of town, Copse. Beautiful spot. But a lady had gone walking out there with a young girl, probably 7 or 8 years old, and actually started walking on the mud flats because it was low tide. And of course, the mud flats never dry out because it's tidal.
Yeah.
So actually, it's really, really muddy, and she was waist deep in mud and got stuck. Thankfully, we were able to get her out. The emergency services, like I say, they came and checked her over, and she was absolutely fine. So was the young girl. I think she just felt a bit embarrassed.
But I should tell people who are listening there that Scott has bravely come into the studio even though his shoes and trousers are covered in mud,
and I smell of damp, wet mud.
I'm just getting a little hint of it now.
Yes, sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I think we need to open the doors.
Yeah, it was an unusual way to start my afternoon.
Yeah, but so Scott, moving on, you are the volunteer manager for National Trust. So my first thought was, everybody knows the National Trust, it's a massive organisation, and yet it's hard to think that you would actually need volunteers in the first place. Mm. But you do, don't you? So can you tell us what sort of jobs you need volunteers for?
I think you're right. I think people don't always... I mean, firstly, a lot of people don't know that the National Trust are a charity, and we're completely self-sufficient. You know, we rely on our volunteers to support the work that we do. We have, nationally, we have about 6,000 staff to 60,000 volunteers.
Crikey.
So we really couldn't run without our volunteers supporting the work that we do. On the island, I look after a team of around about 130 volunteers. Upwards. Obviously, we get new volunteers all the time. Volunteers leave for various reasons as well. So there's always a change. But we have the most fantastic team of volunteers at all of our places on the island. I don't know how familiar you are with our places, but I can go through them.
Could you tell us where they are?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I spent my first 2 years at the Needles Battery, which is above the Needles Pleasure Park, and a fantastic spot. And we have a great team of volunteers there that really love history, that love working with people and sharing the history of the place with people. We have Benbridge Windmill on the other side of the island, of course, and Benbridge Windmill is the most lovely little charming little spot, you know, on a sunny day to sit on the grass outside and just enjoy the surroundings, or actually go inside the windmill itself. And we have tour guides there that will tell people about the windmill, about the history of the windmill, and again, meeting and greeting, issuing tickets on entry, stuff like that. We have Motherston Gardens. Motherston Gardens is probably one of our most popular attractions in terms of people wanting to volunteer. People always say, oh, are there any volunteer opportunities at Motherston? It's a beautiful place, obviously. Gardens, lots and lots of people coming in and out every day. It attracts people with all sorts of different interests, but obviously the gardens are the really big draw there. And Benbridge Fort, I manage a small team of volunteers at Benbridge Fort. We do tours on a Tuesday, and those volunteers are fantastic. We have a group of volunteers who work in the outside, and they sort of do all the clearance and keeping the headland there nice. And then we have another group of tours who... tour guides, volunteers, who will actually guide groups around Bembridge Fort and what have you. And I'm sure I must have missed something there, but the ones, yeah. Of course, there's my own place. I'm based at Newtown at the National Nature Reserve.
So National Trust owns Newtown Reserve.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, it's the most, I feel so lucky because I spent 2 years working at the Needles Battery and now I'm at the Nature Reserve, and it's just the most beautiful place to be. I've walked around there this morning and we've got Brent geese, you know, there are all sorts of different birds there at the moment, and the noise, you know, we've got Mediterranean gulls with our own black-headed gulls, we've got curlews that make that wonderful sort of whistling noise, oyster catchers,
beautiful
birds, and we have a lovely bird hide there, the Seabrook Hide, and we're always looking for volunteers to help us in there. And again, it's a popular spot, and our volunteers tend to come in and do 2 or 3 hours there and then swap over with somebody else and just help our visitors to identify different birds.
So from all those different attractions, is it possible to categorise the sort of jobs that you need doing? So someone's listening and thinking, well, I'm not particularly active, so I can't do gardening, but I'm quite happy working behind the scenes. Are there jobs like that
as well?
Do
you know, it's hard to summarize, because what I would say is, if you are listening to this and you are thinking, I'd like to do something, there will be an opportunity at one of our sites for you. I can pretty much guarantee it, because we have people that have got all sorts of different backgrounds, working backgrounds, some people that haven't worked at all, in fact. But we can always find a role for the person. What we always ask is that we like people that like people. That's quite important. If you don't like people, it's probably not going to be the right thing for you, because we're a lovely team and we work with the public, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, people need to like people. But there are skills that we can teach. There are skills that we can sort of improve your confidence with, but you know, if you have an interest in nature and the outdoors, obviously that helps as well.
But there's something for everyone. Is there a particular need at the moment that a gap you're trying to fill?
I think, you know, we definitely need people at the Needles Battery. People, they have a tea room in there, so people with catering background or catering interest maybe, or people that just love to sort of help make somebody's experience special in a place. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful place for people to sit and have an afternoon cream tea or a soup and a roll or whatever. So we always need people there. We need tour guides really at all of our places. At Newtown, where I'm based, we'll be looking for people to do sort of short shifts in the bird hide. Across the island, we do lots and lots of events. Lots of your listeners perhaps will have come to our sandcastle competitions and stuff like that, you know. And we always need sort of an events team. We've got some great, great events coming up under the bear hunt theme. So, you know, we're going on a bear hunt. And so these events are taking place at our different venues of ours, but the first one is going to be at Newtown next weekend, so not this weekend coming, but 14th and 15th of April, and we're going to be looking for volunteers to help us with that as well, just to do simple activities with the children, bug hunting, bird spotting.
Fantastic.
Just let people know.
Lots of ways to get involved.
So many ways to get involved.
So that leads me neatly to, how did you get involved? Because we were chatting earlier and you've got quite a story. You've had a varied career, haven't you, leading up to this point.
Yeah.
Can you give us a quick potted history?
Yeah, a quick run through history. I mean, I started as a Butlins Redcoat. When I left school, I just wanted to work in entertainment, and I went and worked at Butlins. And the great thing about that experience was that it wasn't just about getting up on stage and entertaining people. It was about being around people all the time. You never get the opportunity to switch off. Yeah. Your smile becomes something that's just kind of attached to your face. And everybody expects you to be happy and smiley all the time. And it's great, great training for working with people generally.
Yeah.
But I think when people interact with other people, it's always preferable that that other person is cheerful and willing to engage. And I suppose that's where I learned that part of what I do. I then went on to work in hotels around the country. I worked abroad in Cyprus. I worked on a cruise ship for a year singing. I did some children's theatre, worked with Sooty and Rainbow.
Did you?
Which was really exciting, obviously brilliant. Rainbow probably... Less so, Sooty more so. I don't know why, just different shows. I love them both. Somehow I ended up working at the National Space Centre in Leicester. What they needed was somebody to talk about some of the scientific findings, but actually present them in a way that people could understand and people could enjoy listening, you know, without all of the scientific jargon. Yeah. And so I suppose my job was to break that down and make that information accessible, which wasn't that different from working in theatre. It was just presenting something else and knowing your audience.
And did you come to the Isle of Wight from there?
Yeah, well, more or less. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did a little bit of entertaining again, and then I worked as village activity facilitator for the Extra Care Charitable Trust in Gloucestershire. I worked there for 3 years, and they built a fantastic retirement village, and it was my job to make sure that all of the different areas were facilitated by volunteers. So we had a bar and a restaurant, an entertainment hall, a craft room, and so actually that was my real introduction into working with volunteers. And I had the most wonderful special group of volunteers, 130 actually. It was funny, it was a similar number to the numbers on the island, and they supported me so well, and I could then never really imagine not working with volunteers. And I think that's what brought me to the island.
Fantastic. And you're like me now, you don't want to leave, do you?
No. You fall in love with the island, and you know, the National Trust on the island, it's funny because I speak to people and they don't always know about the National Trust, but you know, we look after 1 in 3 miles of our coastline on the island.
Could I ask you about that? Because that's an area I wanted to just check with you. I know you've got all the different attractions on the Isle of Wight, but you own most of the coastline.
Yes.
And do you need people to help with that?
We do.
Like patrols?
We have great teams that go out. For instance, at the moment, our countryside manager, Robin Lang, who's been with the National Trust for so many years on the island, and he cares so deeply about all of our places, he's actually set up a group of volunteers who will go out and do our walks, our countryside walks, and they look for things. They look for things like making sure that signage is appropriate, that it's not damaged, making sure that our footpaths are in good condition, and we do scrub clearance and stuff like that as well. And we have a great team of volunteers doing that. It's a great way to get active and get outdoors, particularly through the winter, which is when we tend to hibernate.
Fantastic.
You know, but these are volunteers that want to go outside, and they get on really well. They make friends. They make, you know, relationships with each other. And that's the most beautiful thing.
You're telling us a great story. You're a good salesman for it.
Thank you.
I've got to say. But we've got to stop, and I've got to let you go and clean the mud off.
Clean the mud off my shoes.
Because I can't stand the smell anymore. No, I don't mean it's cool. But finally, so you're looking for volunteers.
We are.
There's never a bad time to get in touch with you.
No.
Because you're always looking for people.
All year through.
So how can people get in touch with you, Scott?
Well, I would be thrilled if people got in touch with me. My name is Scott King, and I can give you a phone number that people could call, and that would be 01983 531 622. So that's my phone number. I'm based at Newtown National Nature Reserve for 2 or 3 days of the week, so they can get me on that number there. Outside of those hours, and actually our preferred method for people to get in touch with is online. Yeah. We have all of our opportunities available online. You can actually apply directly online, and then we'd get in touch with you. We'd invite you in to come and meet, you know, other volunteers, staff members, talk to you about the role. It's very non-committal. Just come along, have a cup of tea and a chat with us. If you like the idea, stay with us.
Okay. So online means National Trust?
Nationaltrust.org.uk.
And then look for
the volunteer links and the Isle of Wight, and you'll find all of our opportunities there.
And just one more time, give us that phone number again, Scott.
Yep. It's obviously 01983 531 622.
Fantastic. Well, all the best, Scott, and thanks so much for coming in today.
No, thank you very much for having us.